In the early 20th century, millions of Jewish people fled Russia due to persecution and poor quality of life. Some of them ended up in Wisconsin. In Sheboygan, a former synagogue with an historic stained glass window acts as a testament to the area's once thriving Jewish community. Molly Hunken brings us their story.
Most Jewish people who emigrated from Eastern Europe to the United States came to cities, but some did settle in smaller towns. One such community was Sheboygan, Wisconsin. With a population nearing just 23,000 by 1900, the town of Sheboygan was small, not somewhere you might imagine large groups of new U.S. immigrants flocking to. However, according to Susie Alpert Drazen, Sheboygan was where employers were hiring. Her first family member arrived there in 1904.
And they said, well, and pointing to a map of the United States, you can find work here, here, and here, and they're hiring here, here, and here. So they fronted him train ticket money, and away he went to Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
The first synagogue in Sheboygan opened its doors in 1903, and by the time Drazen was growing up there, Sheboygan was home to three synagogues.
The synagogue that my family belonged to, it was called the Brick Shul. Shul meaning a Yiddish word for synagogue. That was because it was made of bricks. There was also a white shul because it was white. And then there was the Holman Shul, which the Holman family founded.
The white shul had originally formed in the 1890s as an Orthodox congregation called Adas Israel, meaning Community of Israel. The architecture of the white shul included a large onion dome at the top of the building, as well as a stunning stained glass window that featured a Star of David.
The window is about, 6.5 feet high and 3 feet wide.
That's David Driscoll, a curator at the Wisconsin Historical Society. He shows me the window, which is now hanging up in their storage facility.
And in the middle, there's a kind of leaded glass Star of David that's kind of a mottled white and brown color.
The Wisconsin Historical Society has been able to preserve this key remnant of Adas Israel. And according to Susie Drazen, the window's material has an important purpose in Jewish culture and religion.
In Judaism, there is a concept called Hidur Mitzvah, and it means that we are beautifying the mitzvah. It's like dressing up to go to church or to synagogue. A stained glass window is something special. A stained glass window is something extra. It's beautiful.
Jewish families attended services, educated their children, and became involved in the vibrant community surrounding the white shul for decades. But by the 1940s, much of the new generation of Sheboygan's Jews didn't feel as connected to Orthodox Judaism. So in 1944, the Orthodox congregations of Sheboygan were largely replaced by a new group called Congregation Bethel, which is the only remaining synagogue in Sheboygan. And over the last few decades, Sheboygan's Jewish population has shrunk considerably. Jonathan Pollack is the chair of the history department at Madison Area Technical College and an honorary fellow at the Center for Jewish Studies at UW-Madison. He says this is a common trend.
Jewish families in small towns, especially, starting really in the 1920s, saw college as like a great thing and something they wanted their kids to pursue for all the opportunities that a college education brought, that same education meant that a lot of people were not going back home.
Having grown up in Sheboygan, Drazen agrees.
We were not encouraged to stay. We were encouraged to go to college, make a life, and perhaps find a larger Jewish community to be part of.
Drazen and Pollack both think that unless more job opportunities arise in Sheboygan, the Jewish community will likely continue to shrink. However, pieces like the Star of David window are an important reminder of the rich history of Jewish culture in Sheboygan.
Molly Hunken brought us that story on a Sheboygan synagogue. The building's stained glass window is part of the Wisconsin 101 Project, which tells our state's history through objects. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.